from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
This is breaking. The Patriots are close to finalizing a trade that will send 4-time Pro Bowler Matthew Judon to the Falcons.
Whoa! Guys! Dude!
The deal is apparently in the final stages and is expected to be finished soon. This is coming from Jordan Schultz, who covers the NFL. There is something here as far as like how soon it could be done within the next 10 minutes. But guys, we're talking about a guy that's been a double-digit sack guy for the last two seasons prior to last year. He got hurt last year. Mikey's owed $6.5 million. I think they'll redo this deal. That he does not make this trade. They do not make this trade knowing that he wants a new deal. They give him some money up front. He's probably going to be signed to a 3-year deal, most of it up front. And we get some real pass rush help. Matthew Judon is a player. So we've been talking about Hassan Reddick, or Matthew Judon. And we said, I'll take either one. The Reddick situation seemed a little bit more like like it was going to be harder to pull off.
More expensive. Now he's
I like this, Mike. I do.
Well, remember, we were doing the numbers on him. He'll be, I think, 32, Chris?
Correct.
In September. He's a little bit older. His beef was he got franchised one time. That's why he was having such a mean on with Gerard Mayo in practice. Because, look, you guys got cap space. The argument, and we made it, was, yes, you're an elite edge rusher at, 14 sacks a year before? Only played in 4 games last year because of the injury. At age going into 32, you weren't going to get a monster deal. Be really curious to see what the financials are on this. It's certainly a cheaper option, to your point, than Hassan Reddick. But this guy is instant pass rush. And I just mentioned 2016. It's not Dwight Freeney. It's actually a little bit better because we got Dwight Freeney at the very end of his career.
He's younger. Again, nothing confirmed from the Falcons, but we tell you all the time, these reports out here, somebody is giving this up. Obviously, it's either his agent or somebody, but the Falcons have been looking. And we said they were working the phone. So even if the Simmons deal doesn't happen, which, again, I'd still like to have both of these guys.
We need help. We need depth and safety.
That's right.
Not that they don't like Richie Grant, but they love DeMarco Helms more. And, you know, we've seen Richie Grant kind of be mediocre at times here.
So,
by the way, real quick, guys, if you want an insight into his mindset,
Judon?
NFL.com published an article on May 4th. Patriots pass rusher Matt Judon ready for return to form after biceps injury. Quote, I'm out for a vendetta. So that's his mindset coming into this season.
6'3", 270, really fits the 3'4".
Mike, he's perfect.
Giddy up.
He's perfect.
If this is accurate, man, I know we've been talking all season, all offseason about edge rush. And, I mean, this is instant edge rush.
Albert Breer now has it. We are getting Matthew Judon. It is a done deal. Yes. One of our listeners is bringing us up. It is a done deal for a third-round pick.
Giddy up.
Terry Fontenot.
Terry Fontenot.
Falcon fans, put your hands together.
Yes.
This is what we needed, baby. This is what we needed.
Instant pass rush. Let's celebrate this with a steak dinner tonight.
Oh, man. Come on now. By the way, everybody who was all worried about the pass rush.
I was worried about the pass rush.
This is why you let things play out.
But I can't let things play out. I need it now.
And so, Mike, you get an established pass rusher for a 2025 third-round pick. Done. Proven versus unproven. Done. And he comes in here knowing, Mike, that he's probably going to get a restructured deal. He'll be motivated. And by the way, He's looking at the team going, damn, they're going to be pretty good. Look at all these weapons on offense. I love this. I love this move by Terry Fontenot to have the balls to pull the trigger and do this.
12.5 sacks, 22, 15.5 sacks. Last year, again, only played in those four games, started two. So just four sacks in four games, which is better than anybody you're going to get in a four-game sample size with the Falcons. I'm excited, man. This is great. We'd weighed the options about Hassan Reddick, as we just mentioned. And as you said, you're getting a guy who's got a proven track record, and he's highly motivated.
404-726-0929. How you feeling? What do you think? We got time for a few calls before we get out of here at 7. This news just dropping before we get out of here. This helps this team immensely. I'm telling you guys.
Guys, we needed this. And look, I know you didn't know, and we're not sure what Braylon Trice was going to be. Braylon Trice was going to be part of a rotation.
You had to do this.
And I love Braylon. I feel for the guy having a miss, but we still wouldn't know what he'd be. It's an unproven entity, right? This is a guy who could step in and fill that gap. And I tell you what, man, if the other – and this now we can talk about, and if Ebiketie emerges, and if Zach Harris and everybody else, this guy makes everybody on that line better. And if Grady comes back, speaking of coming back with a vengeance.
Yeah. All right, Big O, let's grab a couple of phone calls. You got some pass rush. You got a guy that's proven. Matthew Judon is coming to the Falcons. You give up a third-round pick. I just feel like that's the perfect sweet spot. You didn't give up a first. That's not what we're going to do. You didn't give up, Mike, future picks again. And it's a guy to come in, and he can come in and play for you immediately. So 404-726-0929. Want to talk to you guys real quick here before 7 o'clock. Chris has got the Bridge Show coming up, so he will have you leading into Corky Kale tonight as high school football starts. But I we said this. Look, let Terry cook. And Ryan Pace, who's a part of that decision-making group as well, the assistant general manager, the entire front office, I just think it's a smart move. And if you're serious about winning, we've been saying this, do something. Make a move.
Well, this is where, you know, we get into the old argument about, look, you got a three-year window with Kirk Cousins.
Make a move.
Yeah, the time is now, man. I'm with you, brother. I'm stoked. And this is, as we said, I was under the impression, because there was really no buzz about anything other than Matthew Simmons, how would you make the money work? Well, this is where now, if they're going to do some kind of a contract, because Judon's going to get paid, what's that going to look like? Do you restructure Jesse Bates, Chris Lindstrom? You don't restructure Grady and Jake because you're getting older. Either way, they've got capologists. They'll figure it out. Anytime you see your – like, guys, we're dead last in cap space. We just traded for Matthew Judon. There's a will, there's a way, right?
Yeah, and the Patriots apparently had extensive talks with him about a new contract. It didn't go anywhere. Here's what we're absorbing. We are absorbing the $6.5 million he's owed for this season. I'm telling you, you don't do this deal without telling him we're going to do something else for you. So he'll come in, Mike. We'll see what the new deal looks like. But Atlanta, we get one of the best pass rushers in the NFL after losing Braylon Trice. And the Patriots, who are in rebuild mode, get a draft pick that they can use for the future and a third rounder. Win-win.
And by the way, third round, I mean, this is one of those where we look at it. Some guys, you approach it like it's like football trading cards. This is totally fair. Oh. You know, a second rounder, you're not going to get a first rounder for a guy because he's too long in the tooth at that stage, but he's still got tread on the tire. So it's kind of a fair and equitable deal. Fourth rounder would have been obviously a little bit better for some, but still, our second and third round play draft picks have been a lot of meh over the years. I love this trade, man. I'm stoked.
I do too. Matthew Judon is coming to the ATL. All right, with that said, we got time for a few calls. Want to just get your thoughts. Mike and I will be talking plenty more about this tomorrow. Hopefully, be honest with you, hopefully he's here tomorrow.
Right. Hopefully we'll have a chance to talk to the man.
We'll get a chance to see, you know, how soon things take place. But, he should be here fairly soon. Walter, want to grab you on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. How are you feeling now about this defense and the pass rush situation getting Matthew Judon? Hey, man.
Hey, man.
What's going on, Walter?
Great. I feel great. Great pick. Great move. Long-suffering Falcons fan, so disappointed in last year, but I think, everybody was, and so many years before that. Anyway, can't wait to see Cousins, can't wait to see the offense, and, I won't keep you guys. I know you probably got other people, but great.
Oh, man, Walter,
go Falcons,
it's about all
and,
of thank
Dogs.
You.
Right on.
Thank you.
Right
it's,
on,
it's,
brother.
It's all about, listen, we want to feel as good as possible heading into the season. Mike, we felt good already.
Right.
This just makes us feel better. This makes us feel much better.
I mentioned, you know, probably the most impactful trade for defense is John Abraham. We signed. Remember, it was a great feeling to bring in a guy, Dwight Freeney, who'd been there and done that. And we were like, guys, I have to remind you how close we were. It almost paid off with the Super Bowl. But there are some similarities to that team in 16 because we think the offense is better than the defensive unit. This is huge. And this isn't, again, instead of us coming on the radio every day and saying, if so-and-so evolves, if so-and-so emerges, here's a proven piece, which just plugs right in and gets the quarterback.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.